A long-shot idea that started on a lab drawing board is nudging scientists ever closer to tissue-engineered, personalized medicine for people with intestinal disorders. It's all because researchers at Cincinnati Children's for the first time can grow complex, functioning human intestinal tissues with nerves, all in a petri dish. The Inari ClotTriever system is an important new treatment option for venous thromboembolism, enabling the extraction of large clots from big vessels without the need for thrombolytic drugs. It is an over-the-wire system uniquely designed to capture and efficiently remove significant venous clot burden. Many drugs are metabolized in the liver by enzymes of the cytochrome P450 family. This type of metabolism can lead to harmful drug-drug interactions. Donepezil is metabolized by CYP2D6 and CYP3A4. When injected into the knee or other joints, NeoVisc helps to relieve pain and restore function by replacing the natural lubricating and shock-absorbing properties of the joint fluid. NeoVisc is a cost-effective therapy that is developed, manufactured, and distributed in Canada. Additional medical therapies can be used as adjunctive to laser or routine surgery. As of March, none of these medications are licensed for the treatment of solar dermatitis in dogs, and the protocols are extrapolated from human medicine. When a wound becomes infected, our natural defenses, including neutrophils, attempt to rid the body of pathogens by releasing hypochlorous acid. The presence of neutrophils creates an inflammatory response in an attempt to separate and dislodge the biofilm that adheres to the base of the wound. Arterial line monitoring is one of the most common modalities in critical care practice. Arterial lines provide constant blood pressure monitoring, enable frequent arterial blood gas analysis, can be used to sample blood for biochemical testing, and can even provide continuous monitoring of cardiac output. Atherothrombosis is a result of atherosclerotic plaque disruption with superimposed thrombosis. Subsequent to vascular injury induced by various conditions such as hypertension or dyslipidemia, atherosclerotic plaque builds up under the lining of the arterial wall.